This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Amin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Thumma amma ba'd. Today's dua, inshallah ta'ala, from the Quran is going to be in Surah Al-Ahqaf, chapter 46, ayah number 15. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. We have commanded or commanded people to honor their parents. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. Their mothers bore them in hardship and delivered them in hardship. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. And the period of bearing and weaning is 30 months. حتى إذا بلغ أشده وبلغ أربعين سنة. In time when the child reaches their prime at the age of 40, they pray. قال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. They would pray, my Lord, inspire me to always be thankful for your favors which you blessed me and my parents with, and to do good deeds that please you, and instill righteousness in my offspring. I truly repent to you and I truly submit to your will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about these people, قال أولئك الذين نتقبل عنهم أحسن ما عملوا ونتجاوز عن سيئاتهم في أصحاب الجنة وعد الصدق الذي كانوا يوعدون. It is from those people or from these people that we will accept the good they do and overlook their misdeeds, along with the residents of paradise in the fulfillment of the true promise they have been given. May Allah make us among them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So the dua in this ayah over here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us about our dutifulness to our parents. And if you remember, we spoke about this before. How many ayah can you recall in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the parents to be good to their children? How many ayah could you think of? Almost none. There's a command to be to make sure to guard them against the fire of hell and this and that. But to be kind to your children, besides don't kill them in the womb before they're born, there isn't much. Why is that? Because it's fitrah. It is natural. You have that natural inclination to care for your children. You have so much hope for them in the future, right? So this have the kind of kindness and tenderness to do that. But when it comes to parents, there was a need for divine intervention to take care of our parents. Because it's not easy. It's not natural. You know, you're busy with life, you would like to advance, you have your own goals, you have your own this, and your parents somehow, you know, they have their own demands as well too. And as they start getting older and older, and life shrinks around them, they only see purpose for themselves within your life, so they keep trying to find purpose. And sometimes the way they find purpose in this life contradicts yours. And there'll be a lot of clash between the elders and the children, so that's why there was a need for a divine intervention to make sure that children never, ever mistreat their parents. Now, there's always exceptions in situations, there's no doubt about it. But we're talking in general that you're not supposed to mistreat your parents, and that's why Allah gave us in this ayah the reasoning why. He says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَلَدَيْهِ, and we have commanded people to honor their parents. Now, this is a command from Allah Azza wa Jal. And what's the meaning to honor your parents? He says, قَالْ وَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَلَدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا, to do your best with them. The ulama, they say the obligation upon us is what? To treat our parents kindly, to honor our parents, be dutiful to them. How much? How is that should be done? Now that's when it comes to customs and traditions. As long as it's not considered haram and not abusing the rights of the children, there is nothing wrong with taking care of this with your parents. But sometimes, unfortunately, people, you know, overdo it. So in order to please the parent, we abuse our personal rights, our children's rights, our spouse's rights, thinking that because they are a priority, Everybody has to suffer. It's not a matter of suffering. It's a matter of making sure to do the right thing for them. And sometimes it's the opposite. In order for me to care for my children, for my spouse, I don't ignore and neglect my parents. So here, we need to understand what is considered reasonable, what is considered acceptable in these circumstances becomes our duty to provide for our family and our parents. قال حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها. Speak about now the mother carrying that baby and the condition she had to go through. He said, subhanahu wa, their mothers bore them in hardship and delivered them in hardship. I mean, ask any mother, will tell you that. It wasn't fun being pregnant, the Jama'ah. Maybe the idea of being pregnant is fun, because at least you become a mother, you're going to have a baby and a child. But the moment they become pregnant, what happens? They're like, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is so hard, so difficult, right? And then subhanAllah, towards the end of their term, they just want to deliver the baby. So one of the, just let me get rid of it. Khalas, let's deliver the baby. And then subhanAllah, when the baby is delivered, of course, in hardship as well too, what happens? You think, oh my God, now we're done, alhamdulillah, we deliver the baby. What happens next? Oh God, there's more care for that child. And that's what they say, well, you know, it was easier when I was still pregnant than that baby. Like carrying around while pregnant was easier than carrying him in with my arms and struggling with the baby. So there is always hardship, subhanAllah, for caring for our children. And obviously the guys don't see that very often. They don't really feel it that much. Because for the guys, you guys are just, mashallah, you're the fun part. You only take the baby for a few minutes to play with them, and then when they become difficult, you send them back again to their mothers. So for you, when your wife complains, you're just like, why are you complaining? The kids are fun. To you, because you're the one having the fun with them, and I'm happy to deal with all the discipline and all the tarbiyah and feeding and send them to sleep and cleaning and all these hardships. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا. Like not just carrying the baby and delivering the baby, that's hard enough. He says, no, the carrying of the baby and the nursing the baby, the full term, combined, he says, 30 شهرا, 30 months. Okay, now let's talk about this a little bit, Jama. What does that mean, 30 months? How many months, the regular pregnancy is? 9 months, right? If you take 9 months from these 30, so what does that mean right now? So that's less than 2 years for the full term, the nursing term. But now, if you say, no, nursing term is two years, that's 24 months. How many months left for the pregnancy then? 6 months. And that's what some of the ulama, they say, when Allah says, حَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ, that the minimum for a child to survive is actually to be 6 months old before they're born. And if it was born during that time, there are a lot of legal rules on that, like basically can become, that's your beul child. Yeah, but it was 6 months only. Yeah, well, it's within the term that is considered an acceptable pregnancy. So eventually, Allah says, Talatuna shahra, that's going to be, of course, struggling with nursing the baby and all that stuff. Like Allah Azza is telling us, look, your mom, she had to deal with a lot of hardship just to raise you where you are right now. And then he says, قال حتى إذا بلغ أشدة. And when this child then becomes the age the prime age, أشدة, which means when you reach your strength and your power, your prime age right now. قال وبلغ أربعون سنة. Then you become 4 years. 4 years, that's considered the age of Al-Kuhula in the Arabic language. Al-Kahl, this is when you're supposed to be khalas, no more childish, foolish behavior. I wish they can come to this age to see those people in the past. Because right now, no one wants to age. No one wants to mature anymore. I remember growing up in a generation when we were kids, we would observe the adults and we wish to become adults. We imitate the adults. Even sometimes in the bad habits, without mentioning what habit we're talking about. But just, you want to be an adult. Today, no one wants to be an adult anymore. Wallah, even the adults, the way they behave on social media and on the internet, is just ridiculous. Like they just want to be teenagers, that's all. No one wants to age, because for them, aging meaning you're dying. And you're losing the fun, and losing an opportunity. Unfortunately, a lot of this happens because people don't understand that there's a hereafter, there's an akhirah, there's a life better than this one. So for them, they hold on to every bit of pleasure they can catch from this dunya in every moment. And they want to always be young at heart because I want to enjoy this life. No one says you're not allowed to enjoy this life. You are allowed to enjoy this life. But what? Also keep it, again, within reason. Reasonable. Because, again, there's the akhirah that is coming up. And that's the true enjoyment. That's eternity right now versus something that is completely temporary. So what dua should you be saying when you really reach that age? And by the way, when you become 40, what is the most likely thing that will prompt you to make this dua? The cycle of life goes on. You're probably married by then, and you have your own kids who drive you crazy like you did to your parents. So that's when you start making dua to your parents, says, Ya Rabbi, reward them for, you know, for taking care of me. At least they raised me, alhamdulillah, I can't handle my kids. So you remind yourself with the ni'mah that you've been raised to where you are today. So they say, قَالَ رَبِّي أَوْزِعْنِي. Ya Allah, give me the ability. Ya Allah, make me thankful and grateful. أَوْزِعْنِي أَشْكُرُ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْ. The blessing that you have bestowed upon me. What blessing are we talking about? Life, having alhamdulillah, your family, your parents, probably having your children. قَالَ أَلَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ. That you made us a family, alhamdulillah, رَبَّ عَمِنْ, for one another. قَالَ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَى. And Ya Rabbi, inspire me to make good that you will be pleased with. Now some of the ulama, they say, inspire me, that goodness is actually in regards to caring for my parents. And some they say, no, it's actually general, including the good deeds of taking care of your parents and honoring your parents. But overall, it says, Ya Allah, alhamdulillah, that I'm reached that level of my life, inspire me to do good. Why is it so important to make this dua at that age, Jama'ah? Inspire me to do good in my life. Because of what we see today, right? Many people, they become at this age, they go in what we call what? Midlife crisis. They want to become teenagers again. So what do? They misbehave. And they become completely ridiculous in the way that they live their lives. But you, instead, you say, Ya Rabbi, in this age, make sure I want to make sure that I do the right thing. The one that you're most pleased with. قَالَ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Ya Allah, he says, make and instill righteousness in my offspring, because my time is going to come next. And I hope that my kids will be better than me the way I'm treating my parents. So you're making dua for your future through your children. Make them righteous kids, Ya Allah, so that they naturally will be inclined to care for me. إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ. I delegate my affairs to you. I return back to you in repentance. وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I submit my will and myself to you, my Lord. So that's the beautiful dua that you make. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the reward instantly. قال أولئك. Those are the ones. نتقبل عنهم أحسن ما عملوا. That we accept from them the best of their deeds, what they've done. ونتجاوز عن سيئاتهم. We overlook their mistakes and their errors. في أصحاب الجنة. They will be among the residents of Jannah. وعد الصدق. This is the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. And it's a true promise from Allah azza wa jal. الَّذِي كَانُوا يُعَدُونَ. That they have been given. May Allah make us among them, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin. So let's read the dua, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, together. رَبَّنَا أو ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم ربنا وأدخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم وقهم السيئات ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته واجعلهم من الفائزين ربي انصرني على القوم المفسدين ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين ربي نجني وأهلي مما يعملون ربي هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم واغفر لأبي واجعله من المهتدين ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون ربي أنزلني منزلا مباركا وأنت خير المنزلين ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربي إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين ربي زدني علما ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي هب لي من لدنك وليا واجعله ربي رضيا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا آمين يا رب العالمين جزاكم الله خير. Those who would like to do with us, we're going to be